The most striking of these profiles is of Naomi Gaines. In 2003, when she was a 24-year-old mother of four, she jumped off a bridge into the Mississippi River with her young twin boys, one of whom drowned. Her problems as a poor black woman started young. She grew up in a sprawling public housing complex in Chicago that was partly controlled by gangs. Her mother had an abusive boyfriend, and the pair took drugs. Mental illness was never discussed, her mother tells Miss Aviv. In our family, if you feel a little down, you just take a nap. That's the solution. Take a nap. Miss Gaines moved in and out of hospital before her leap from the bridge. But the litany of diagnostic labels she was given was alienating, and she did not take her medication. Where is the sensitive side of psychiatry, she asked. After the jump, she was committed to a secure institution as mentally ill and dangerous and started to take an antipsychotic. She was charged with second-degree murder and sent to prison. Things began to change. She read voraciously and became the prison's library clerk. She was assigned a therapist, but in 2010, she was taken off the antipsychotic due to cost and was soon put in solitary confinement for 60 days. She was released 16 years after her crime. Miss Aviv writes sensitively about the limits of diagnosis in a case like this one. Psychiatric insight can save a life, she acknowledges, yet a narrow medical outlook may also blind doctors and family members to certain beliefs, a relationship to God, a new understanding of society and one's place in it that are essential to a person's identity and self-worth. She scrutinizes the racial biases seemingly inherent in the American healthcare system. According to one study, 40% of second-year medical students think black Americans are less liable to feel pain. She sees the limits of antidepressants, even if some drugs can reshape lives for the better. The subtlety of Miss Aviv's book is also its flaw. Her five profiles feel disparate and disconnected. A chapter set in India is the weakest. The author is best when she is on home ground. A case study that was originally a New Yorker profile of a woman called Laura, who was prescribed pill after pill, has the strongest sense of purpose. Miss Aviv's withering assessment of the over-prescribing biochemical model of healthcare is powerful, as is her horror at the treatment Miss Gaines received at the hands of doctors and prison guards. More moments of clarity like these would have made for a better book.